This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Woo-hoo! It's that time. That's right. Set your clocks. Now, here's what I want you to do. 24 hours from now, reset them. So you are right here tomorrow doing the same thing. That's how it works. I'm not going to tell you it's an order, but it's the closest thing to an order that I can give you. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. If you like my stuff, my shtick, then go to... I forgot the name of my book. What's the name of my book? RacePimping.com and get my book. Yeah, but you don't need to delay. Just go straight to RacePimping.com. You don't have to go, what was the name of that book? Race Pimping. Anyway, glad you guys are here. As I said, so hey, the French election is over. C'est la vie, it is no more. The French have decided that they want Macron. Yeah, so they don't want Marine Le Pen, who is going to crack down on illegal immigration and particularly close the borders and do what's called a Brexit. See, the powers that be in the global, what do they call it, the New World Order, couldn't have a second loss like Brexit. That would have been catastrophic. So maybe there was some shenanigans. I don't know. I have no proof or anything. So, but I could... I think that there's probably some shenanigans because I think Le Pen was poised to win. Facebook conspired against her. Everybody did. The Muslims, boy, let me tell you, the Muslims in Paris, if you want to know that somebody was making sure that the Muslim vote got out, and if you want to know for 100% fact that the Muslim vote now is so big in France that it can now influence elections. You just got it. Paris, if you don't go to Paris this decade or France this decade, you aren't going to know that country. Certainly not the big cities. You might fly into Lyon, or you might, fly into the French Riviera or something. If you got it like that, you got a private jet. Or you may fly into Toulouse or into Spain and then jump over to Toulouse. But let me tell you, if you want to go to Paris the way it was, you are not even going to recognize that place. You're going to hear the Muslim call of prayer. It's going to be Paristan. They might as well change the name of it right now to Paristan. So the French have decided that Macron, Emmanuel Macron, but who, by the way, has all kinds of issues. He's the Hillary Clinton of France in terms of scandals and all the things he's doing. But they've apparently spoken, and that's who they want. But I'm going to make a prediction. The same thing that happened when Hollande replaced Sarkozy. Hollande ended up practicing as the same austerity that Sarkozy was. They were, France does not want to practice austerity. We want to be able to help people. We are a socialist country, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. They have chased out their rich folks. They've replaced them with nothing but deadbeat camel humpers. And now, I'm telling you, they're doomed. And so Hollande, he comes in and says, we will continue the path to give away everything. And so as soon as he got there, and they said, Monsieur Hollande, we cannot pay our bills. And he's like, oh, we must do what Sarkozy wanted. So he effectively did exactly what Sarkozy wanted and got unelected for. See, liberals think they're going to solve these problems with their nonsense. They're not going to solve these problems. And Macron, he is going to have more issues in the next 2 to 4 years than he ever dreamed of. And it will be at the hand of Muslims. I told you guys stories about my kids, my French kids, who are, had come to the States to teach French, here in the States. And then they've gone back home. But every single one of them, I've had four of these kids. Every single one of them said, the Muslims will just be in a gang of kids and they will come and beat you up for no reason. They beat up the French kids. And the French, they're not exactly the biggest fighters in the world. Okay, I know I put that nicely. They're a bunch of pansies. But what are they going to do? I mean, this is the ridiculousness of what's going on in the world. in the world. Now, thankfully, Germany's starting to fight back. Merkel, Angela Merkel, she's not going to win. If she were to run now, she'd be crushed. And same thing's happening in Austria. Same thing's happening in Belgium. France, I don't know what's going on. Again, I'm you know, shenanigans is what I look at. But I'm telling you, they've made a huge mistake. And the other part of it is I think Barack Obama wanted to feel like he got to win because, you know, he weighed in. I support my friend Macron. Your friend? How's he your friend? Did you meet him in a bathhouse in Chicago? You're talking about he's your friend. He doesn't know Macron. He knows Macron about as well as I know, you know, Mugabe in Zimbabwe. So he just had to chime in, and they could not lose. I don't know what the deal was, but they could not lose. Speaking of France, I reported on this earlier. Do you know fat girls are celebrating in France? Y'all are like, Kevin, if you didn't listen to the first hour, you don't know what I'm talking about. France now requires that models have to have a doctor's certificate. These skinny models have to have a doctor's certificate saying they're okay to model. These girls look like anorexic waifs. I mean, they look like olive oils up there modeling. And so the French are like, you're way too sickly looking. We need a doctor's certificate. So these girls got to get doctor's certificate. I predict, by the way, in the next few years, fat girls are going to be the models in France. And I don't mean, you know, when I say fat, thick. You know, the way most men actually like women, a little thick, not exactly, you know, size zeros. And so, but it just cracked me up that Michelle Obama's over here talking about everybody's too fat. And France is over there talking about our models are too skinny. You must have a doctor's certificate before you can model. that strikes me as funny. It's almost like Bloomberg has been over there saying, listen, I don't want these models. We're going to bring our 32-ounce drinks from New York. And we're going to bring them over here to your French girls to fatten them up. And with liberals, you can never win. Either you're too fat, and they're going to measure your body mass index, or you're too skinny. And if you're right in the middle, if you're like exactly where you're supposed to be, well, then you know what they'll figure out. They'll tax your flatulence or something else. They're always looking for something. You can't even be, just think about this. You may like carrying a little extra weight. But they won't allow it. You may like, you know what? There are people that look at themselves and go, you know, you think they're perfect. And they go, I could certainly lose another 10 or 15 pounds. And you're like, shut up. You can't lose no more weight. Are you crazy? And they're like, you know, you're thinking if you lose any more weight, you're going to die. And they're like, no, it's not quite there for me. And to each his own. But here the French government is telling models, we want to care about their safety. Trust me, the people cashing their paychecks want to care about their safety too. And by the way, is there like some, am I missing memos where the French models are dying on the runway? We lost another French model today. She died on the catwalk. I mean, come on. Let's get real. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Señor Kevin Jacksonis here with you today to make you smile. Where's my Mexican music when I need it? All right. Hey, so I was reading this story. You're going to love, love, love this story. You really are. And they wonder why we call them snowflakes. That's why I would title this if I had to come up with a title. Because here's the deal. The students at one of the most highly respected institutions of higher learning can't handle the stress of dun 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 late library fees. Yeah, I know. Late library fees. This is a Fox News report. This week, Harvard University announced that its libraries will be doing away with their traditional 50 cent per day late fee on overdue books. Whoa! I know, that's what you're like, oh my gosh, if I'd only gone to Harvard, then I could turn in my books late, and now I don't get that rascally fee. Now, some might assume, I read on here, that Harvard is terminating the fees because the school simply no longer needs the money. After all, the private university does receive billions in tax breaks every year and has a multi-billion-dollar endowment. But nope, finances has nothing to do with this policy change, which was first noticed by the vigilant folks over at the Harvard Crimson. The sole reason that this once prestigious university is waiving the charge for overdue books is because the practice is just too stressful for students. That bears repeating. Harvard University students, whom the school hails as the brightest young scholars our nation has to offer, simply cannot and should not have to deal with the stress of overdue book fees. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Kevin, those book fees can be very stressful. Is that what, oh, that's not what you've been thinking? Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. You're a bourgeois. You are, I don't know what I would call you, but there's a name for you. There's an ist that has your name on it. Because Lord knows, when I was in college, I would stress over turning in books late, and it would impact me the entire semester. So don't just dismiss this, you know, for cause here. I mean, there's something to this story. Don't try to play. So here's what I say to this after I get rid of all the sarcasm. Wait until these little toddlers enter the real world, right? The very world they've created, where local, state, and federal government rely on taxing that butt for anything and everything. Late feeding the meter, the parking meter. I was late feeding the parking meter in Chicago, Illinois. This was probably 10 years ago. I went in to get a cup of coffee, and I only had like a nickel. So I put it in a meter, and a nickel in a meter in Chicago buys you like 15 seconds. I mean, do you think I'm kidding? I mean, I am kidding, 15 seconds, but it might be like 3 minutes. So, but you know how it is when you're in, you don't always have change. So I was going to a meeting at Sears Tower, meeting with Oracle. I needed to get a cup of coffee. So I stopped because it was right on the way. I parked at a meter that was right in front of this coffee shop, and I had a nickel. That's all I had. I put that nickel in there, and it gave me like probably four minutes. I honestly don't remember, but it wasn't very much. And I'm thinking, okay, no problem, because I'll get a grace period of a couple minutes. You know, they know I put my money in there. I go inside. I'm waiting in line. I'm hearing the music in my ears, right? And I finally get my cup of coffee. I go outside. There's a ticket on my car. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This couldn't be a minute. You know, it's like the meter person was like a voyeur, just, oh, he's about to get out of his car. I'll go get him now. So they go and they get me, right? So I look at the ticket. You won't believe this. No lie. 8 years, 10 years ago. 50 big ones. And it, you know, when you get a ticket for $50, that's like for 1 minute that you know that it expired. Because you couldn't have even been a minute. And those meter people look at you like, wow, man, my business is expired. You know, you're like, okay, sister, right? So anyway, it's $50. You know, the first thing you do is you start thinking about how long it takes you to make $50. That's what you do. I was like, God, I won't believe this. 1 freaking minute cost me $50, and I put money in that stinking meter, so you almost want your nickel back, right? So I'm thinking about it. Then I start doing the math. Okay, well, I'm a consultant. I make $200 an hour. That's this much. This much, you know, this is what I make. This is that like, a, you know, 4 hours of my day or something like that, which it wasn't 4 hours, but you get what I'm saying. You start thinking about it that way because that's a lot of cheddar to just – Over nothing. So wait till these little toddlers have to pay that $50. It's probably $65 now in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel. You ever been late paying an electric bill? I like to see these little pansies try gaming with their little Game Boys and whatever else without power. And oh boy, when that iPhone battery dies, I predict massive suicides. Do these intellectuals, I use my finger quotes, believe the world will offer safe spaces from late fees? Seriously? The meaning of a safe space has shifted dramatically, too, on college campuses, because up until about 2 years ago, it was a safe space was a room where people, usually gay or transgendered, would meet, where they didn't have to face the rest of the world, you know, the real world, the majority world. And they could discuss their problems that they shared in a forum where they were sheltered from epithets and other attacks. But then temporary meeting spaces morphed into permanent ones. And more recently, some advocates have turned their attention to student housing, which they want to now turn into safe spaces by segregating student living quarters. Now, who would have imagined that the original safe space motive to explore issues, you know, in an inclusive environment would so quickly give way to the impulse to quarantine yourself into de facto cultural segregation? Well, I'm raising my hand because I would. I've been talking about it for the better part of 7-8 years that black folks have self-segregated. We fought to be able to go live amongst white people only to do what? Go live in the ghetto where we can go beat up and kill each other and rape each other and I guess attend rap concerts together and feel like, hey, we all kumbayan. Well, you ain't fooling me. Unbelievable. There's more to this, though. We can now expand the definition of a safe space even further, because how ridiculous has the left become? And Harvard capitulated. Harvard said, yeah, let's not make you pay that onerous late fee of 50 cents a day. Now, exactly how much were these fees costing the kids? Trick question. Who cares? The cost is not the point. Returning books on time is the rule, like being to class on time, which ultimately translates, folks, I know, dun 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 dun, to being to work on time. You want horror stories? Try the fee for filing your taxes late. Try that crap with the IRS and you'll feel like the new inmate being passed around the prison in the get to know my anus party. You know what I'm saying? Ever return a rental car late? Well, you might as well buy it.
Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was talking about Harvard and the little cream puffs up there that don't want to pay their late fees on books because it's stressful. And I was think about the stress in everyday life as an adult. I just want you to stop for 1 second. I'm not trying to stress you out, okay? But I want you to stop for 1 second and think about the moment you wake up and you go, you know, shake the bed of the little crumb snatchers and you get them out of bed. And then you got to go through their routines, whatever little, you know, things that they've dealt with through the night, nightmares or bedwetting or just freaking attitude, right? Because they all got them these days. And you take them through, but you do your routine, brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, blah, blah, blah. Go pick out your clothes and you got to feed them. You got to get lunch ready. And then you got to take the dog out and pick up his poop and everything else. Then you come back in, you take the kid to school, kid, whatever. Or they watch him catch the bus, then you got to prep. Now your day starts, right? So now you're all prepping and you're trying to figure out the right outfit. You got all your list of things to do. And it isn't like you it's monolithic or, you know, you keep things in compartments. You got house chores, you know, maybe you got to sit down and write out bills or you got a contractor coming over to do something or something happened. The toilet got stuck, the disc got done, the electricity went out or whatever. So you got all that. Then you got your job. Right? Then you got all the interpersonal things going on. You got your relationship with your significant other. You got the relationship with your boss or bosses. You got your employee relationships. You got your friends and all this crap you got to deal with. And the kids at Harvard say they're stressed out because they got to pay 50 cents a day on a book that they checked out that somebody else needs the book as well. That's their stress. That's what's going to drive them. Oh my gosh. You know, try showing up late to an appointment where your kid is sick, you're running late because of traffic, or maybe you're going to get a job and you're late. You know, whatever. You think you're going to get the job? You think that they didn't just bump somebody in front of you and the doc, you now got to get back to the back of the line and wait it out? What do you think is going to happen? Show up late to court. Yeah, I know, white folks, y'all got a pass, but black people, we don't show up late to court. We get arrested. It's called contempt, all right? What the heck is Harvard teaching kids? You know, it's not catastrophic to not charge late fees, and when you do it, enforce it. It may seem like a little thing, but here's the deal. In the long run, it's what's called a life lesson. That's why you learn it early. You know, every time I talk to people about can you do something? Like, for example, if there when I was a trainer, whether I was a martial arts or a personal trainer, I would say, people would tell me, I can't do this or that. And I go, you can do whatever you choose to do. And I would always use their job as an example, because I'd say, when do you go to work? What time do you have to be at work? They give me the number. I go, okay, great. How often do you miss that? I don't. Okay, exactly. You know what time you got to go to work. If you got to be to work at 6 o'clock, you'll be there at 6. And you know what I've heard people say? Well, I'm not an early riser. If your boss tells you to bab your butt in that seat at 5 a.m. and you're used to getting up at the butt crack of noon, I'm going to make you a bet. You'll have your buttocks firmly seated at 5 a.m., whether you don't like it or not, because you will have the discipline to do what pays your bills. You will have the discipline to do what it is that you choose to do. So don't tell me you can't. Don't tell me it doesn't exist within you. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, we're going to shift gears. Democrats, this was shocking. This was very shocking. The Democrats want to investigate Huma Abedin. While testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, FBI Director James Comey revealed that Huma Abedin, who of course was Hillary Clinton's top aide, forwarded thousands of emails, including classified information, to her husband, Anthony the Weiner. Yeah. So on MSNBC on Thursday morning, Richard Blumenthal was the one who had some other shenanigans with Hillary. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat out of Connecticut, called for a special prosecutor to investigate if Abedin committed a crime by forwarding this classified material. And here's what was shocking to me. This is a Democrat, and he is one of these Democrats that's kind of, you know, he's a Connecticut Democrat, which means, you know, he's not a blue dog. He is a dyed-in-the-wool blue Democrat. You know what I mean? He's like of the Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer ilk. But now he's saying, no, we need to get to the bottom of it. You know what you're not hearing about getting to the bottom of? Have you heard about this? You're not hearing about getting to the bottom of Russia anymore. What happened to that? Where are the Democrats on understanding all about Russia? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot. Susan Rice could put an end to this if she testified, but she's decided not to testify. Now, you may not have noticed this little bit of a shift, because we're not really trained to understand these slight cosmic maneuvers that happen in the world of politics. But let me tell you what's happened. We wanted, the Republicans, the conservatives, wanted to investigate Hillary Clinton, Uma, and that whole group, that cadre of liars. And they wouldn't do it. FBI Comey wouldn't do it. Then we find out, wait a minute, that she did push these emails over to her husband, Anthony Weiner. And so there's something to this story. Now you've got a Democrat saying, let's investigate it. But you don't have Democrats clamoring to get Susan Rice to testify. See, that's what's called a funny little, you know, anomaly. That's an anomaly. Because Democrats don't want to put themselves on Front Street. Why would Blumenthal risk life and limb by having Hillary Clinton's, you know, knee crackers come go after him? The only way he's going to do that is if he thinks it's safe to go in the water. So there's that. Why are they not going after demanding that Susan Rice testify when she's the epicenter of all things Russian? You tell me, Vladimir, okay? So the reason is there's been a shift. And I'm only telling you this because these are the types of things when you're looking at media, you have to notice and ask yourself these questions. Like, why is it that suddenly the Russia thing's gone away? Now, you could say, well, Kevin, it's just part of the news cycle. You know, things come and go, and that's it. This thing has come and gone. Yeah, you could say that, but that's not the way it really is, because the Republicans are still pushing this. And Susan Rice has the answer. And this was something the Democrats were screaming about. So here's what I'm going to tell you about this. It will not go away. It will come back. And it's even better when we're the ones who keep it going. See, we have created memes over this. I did a thing that said something like the Democrats asked for they brought up Russia. They asked for Russia. Susan Rice holds the key to Russia. And now they've got her in witness protection. What's up with that? So we have to force them to eat their own crow. That's why I'm telling you. If you want to have a conversation piece to talk to a liberal, say, look, I ain't going to talk to your silly butt until you explain to me why y'all were wanting this investigation of the Russians. They then asked for Susan Rice to come in voluntarily to tell her, tell us about it, because she's the one who outed Mike Flynn, and suddenly she's unavailable. Now, Trey Gowdy says, I'm going to make her testify. I'm going to do a subpoena. Well, Eric Holder, he dismissed it. He completely said, I don't care about y'all. He didn't even show up. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get all these suckers back under subpoena, testifying on all the different things that we've now started to uncover about the Obama administration without the cover of the president, without that executive order or the guarantee of immunity or whatever they can get from them. I'd like to see them all, but I don't want it to be Comey. I want it to be somebody new. So Blumenthal's asking for this. Now, Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, it's funny, they call him the resident conservative. If you ever listen to Scarborough, you go, this dude is, I mean, he's conservative as Caligula. You know what I mean? But anyway, he says this, it still may be potentially. It's not outside the statute of limitations, so far as I know. It's one that the Department of Justice is going to have to decide. This is what Richard Blumenthal said. The question is, who will decide it? That's why we need a special prosecutor to review all of this investigative material. Look, this is cut and dry. Uma Abedin sent emails to Wiener. I don't know why. And I don't know, you know, how at all, because remember how cryptic it was when Comey says, well, we've got new allegations and they have to do with these emails, and it was from a separate investigation of Anthony Weiner, of course, with the pedophile and all the sexting and this Twitter stuff that he was doing. So they convoluted all these things together, but at the end of the day, all the stuff that they claim was not on as part of Hillary Clinton's servers or her staff has been now sitting comfortably in Anthony Weiner's email account. Now, I'm just going to tell you, there are certain Weiners you just don't want to touch. And Anthony's is one of them. So the fact that he's got this information is a little scary to me. And it should be scary to you that that's the type of State Department that we ran, and with Hillary Clinton having her own private server, of course, in the bathroom. And then we have a Justice Department that says, well, in her case, ignorance of the law is an excuse. Because ignorance of the law technically should not be an excuse. Oh, my goodness. So much going on. We come back. What do I want to talk about? Oh, you know what? Planned Parenthood. Maybe we'll cover Planned Parenthood. You want to cover that? No, I don't know if it's going to be. Yeah, well, I'll give it some thought. Planned Parenthood.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump's got a tax plan coming out. Now, of course, he's still embroiled in battle over the Obamacare, repeal of Obamacare. And he's now going on the defense a little bit with his own base. But the base will revolt for a little bit, but then they'll come back around. So, you know, maybe there are a few more people that have shifted gears a little bit on Trump. But for the most part, as more and more things come out, they'll be they'll be happy. For example, the new health care bill dumps Planned Parenthood funding. Now, when Trump did the budget, that got funded. right, Planned Parenthood. Now, the reason it got funded was because the leftists wanted to do it. Well, when he did health care, he says, no, we're not going to fund it. So he left it in one spot, defunded it in another. So I keep coming back to people and say, give the guy a chance. He's got this under control. I understand Paul Ryan's not to be trusted. I understand that the rhinos in both the House and the Senate are people that are used to towing the line. But I also believe that they get it. They see the writing on the wall. And they understand, you know what? We either better get with the program, jump on the Trump train, or get run over by it. So, this came from Slate. Like most things our Cheeto-in-Chief touches, the package of tax cuts that the White House is preparing to unveil on Wednesday is shaping up to be a gaudy money loser. According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump has told his staff to work up a scheme that would cut the top corporate income tax by more than half, from 35% to just 15%, without worrying too much about how to pay for it. During a meeting in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump told staff he wants a massive tax cut to sell to the American public. He told aides it was less important to him that such a plan could add to the federal deficit. So just so we're clear, the people who've ignored the massive budget deficits and almost double of the national debt under Barack Obama question the guy who can actually read a balance sheet and income statement. And that's what always surprises me about the left. They can easily jump on somebody. Oh, he's going to cut the taxes. He's going to do this, that, and the other. And Trump has sound reasoning behind it that they just happen to disagree with. All of them peons. Not one of them probably can't even balance their own checkbooks. But Trump, who's an accomplished man, says, here's where I think we're going to take care of this problem, and they've got a problem with that. Now, I like this. This came from The Hill. They say that Trump's tax plan hits blue states the hardest, and I thought, and why shouldn't it? Here's what they write. Trump has proposed ending that state and local tax deduction. Experts who reviewed Trump's outline issued Wednesday said this will mean higher taxes for those who live in states with more progressive tax codes like California, New York, Oregon, and New Jersey. Individuals, particularly in high tax states, will see their state income tax burdens decrease. The federal government is essentially subsidizing high tax rates in states like California and New York, says Nicole Keating, economist at the Center for State Policy. Those taxpayers would be impacted pretty directly by the tax Trump tax plan. God, what's the deal? They said in the short run, eliminating the deduction would mean taxpayers would have to report a higher income, meaning state tax bases would grow at least a little bit. That could make a difference for policymakers in states where tough financial times have meant penny pinching during budget negotiations. So, to be honest with you, I wasn't trying to figure out whether they were right or wrong or whatever. What my take on it is, well, first of all, I want to live where you don't pay a state income tax. Ultimately, that's the state I will plant my seed in. It sounds like I'm going to impregnate the state. Now, I will plant my flag in that. And but when I look at this tax plan and I say it's going to reduce, we're talking about the money that can come back in, the innovation centers that other companies are doing, the no longer the letting H-1B visas people come in to just take the cherry pick the best jobs, and colleges can get back to educating. They can get away from social engineering and start getting the people out there that our economy is going to need. That's what I'm looking forward to. So, anyway, I'm anxious to see this tax plan roll out. It's funny, so I told you guys about this buddy of mine who's a leftist. He's got a basement company, and he uses amazing technology. He can keep your basement from leaking no matter what. I mean, proprietary products, all kinds of cool things that he does. And we were I was talking to him earlier about his employees, and he says he has to use a lot of illegal labor. He says, don't ask, don't tell, but I go to the job place and pick up whoever's ready to work. And these guys work really hard. But this guy's an anti-Trump guy to the highest level. So I asked him, I said, well, what has Trump done for you negatively? And he couldn't name anything. I said, what's he done positively? And he says, well, I have to admit, if Trump gets his new tax law, that's going to help me. it'll help me to be able to get more people, blah, blah, blah. And he's explaining how this is going to help. He's going through an operation where Obamacare is hurting him and Trump care would help. So he's giving me another reason. And I stop him like midstream and said, dude, you do realize that you are a conservative. You know this. And he goes, because we're both cut from the same cloth. He's like, yeah, I know. But he goes, but then I think about my family. Guy helps all of his family, helps his mom. His dad moved in with him. His in-laws both moved in with him. His wife's parents both did. I mean, you talk about doing things the opposite. And by the way, the parents hated him when he married their daughter. And he's the one who told the daughter, you need to move your parents in with us. So they got this beautiful home. He put an elevator in his home because they were, you know, these people couldn't get around. So they hated him. Father died in the home. Eventually, the mother died later. And they were the best thing that could have happened to him. But long story short, he's a giver. He's taking care of people. So I said to him, he goes, well, Kev, the reason why I lean more left is because, not because of the way I live. He goes, I live like you. I want what's best for me, blah, blah, blah. He goes, but I got all these other people I take care of, like my sister and my nephews and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, that's wonderful. I said, but let me ask you this question. You know, I've known you for 35 years. I go, I know your family. Whose fault is it? Is it the government? Is it George Bush's? Is it Reagan's fault? Is it Trump's fault that your sister does the same crap year after year and expects you to bail her out? And he's like, pfft. And I go, you know a lot of my family. You know we both share the same crap. If you said to me that the government is oppressing blacks and it's impacting our families, you'd be lying. I said, I know your sister. Your sister chose every circumstance that has required you to want to bail her out. And you seem to think government should be doing that. I go, how many children does your sister have by how many different fathers? And he's like, shaking his head. I'm like, exactly. So I'm supposed to take care of that? You know, all the things that we talk about, the Democrats have effectively stamped out of blacks. The drive and the independence and the things that he and I talk about on a routine basis. And it infuriates me when he, you know, like he said, I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to talk about Trump. And I go, I don't blame you. I go, if I had to eat as much crow as you have to eat with the number of jobs this guy's created, I go, you know what you're not talking about? You're not talking about his unemployment numbers. You're not talking about the stock market. You're not talking about, I mean, it was like pulling teeth to get him to finally admit what happened with Trump, you know, in terms of jobs and all that. And then he makes me a bet. Well, he said Mexico's going to pay for the wall. I said, no, he said, and I said he certainly did, but he didn't say how. He goes, because I want to see Mexico write a check. I'll guarantee you Mexico's not going to write a check. I said, well, they may not in the sense that you are talking about it, but if you think Mexico is going to maintain a $56 billion trade deficit with us, you're crazy. If you think that he's going to allow Mexican nationals to send money unencumbered back over to Mexico, you're crazy. Same thing right now is going on with Trudeau. Trudeau is mad because Donald Trump says we're raising the tariffs on lumber. Why do we need to ship lumber when we have lumber mills right here in the United States? So we're raising the tariffs on lumber. And Trudeau, we will retaliate. Retaliate all you want. We have an $11 billion trade deficit with Canada. Until that $11 billion is made up, you can do whatever you choose. But you better go find a new market, at least for lumber. And if you want to play hardball, I can tell you where it's going to end up. What's happened, folks, is we're used to losing. We're not used to winning. And the left is so used to winning, even though it's a loss, even though it's going to impact them poorly, they're used to winning and they want to win. But here's where all this comes together nice and neatly, is when Donald Trump starts to win. When Donald Trump starts, I mean, whether it's Obamacare or whether it's his new tax policy, or whether it's North Korea, who now, I just heard, captured one of another citizen. You better stay away from the North Korean border. But Donald Trump's going to win. And as he starts to get those wins, the left will continue to not know how to act. And they're going to act out. But you got to be prepared.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.